ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णापृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादि अस्कत्यारे सदारिणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशरी गौर भक्तवृन्द जय जय नृसिंहदेव जय जय नृसिंहदेव जय जय नृसिंहदेव जय नृसिंहदेव जय जय नृसिंहदेव जय जय नृसिंह जय जय नृसिंह जय नृसिंह Once, there was a great devotee called Prahlad Maharaj who always concentrated his mind in meditation on Lord Vishnu. By this meditation, the Lord came into his heart. And when Prahlad Maharaj, who was enlightened in Krishna consciousness, looked into the world, he didn't see what you and me see. When Prahlad Maharaj, in whose heart Vishnu was, looked into the world, he saw the whole world as an extension of his beloved Lord. Everything, the trees, the rivers, the hills, was pulsating with the presence of his Lord. Prahlad Maharaj at that time was still going to school. He was so indifferent to worldly life that his schoolmates were amazed. They thought in their hearts, Prahlad is the son of the king of the demons. He's the next ruler of this world. He is the son of Hiranyakashipu. What happened to him that he is so peaceful and not like us? So one day, they all came around Prahlad Maharaj and they asked him, O young prince, you seem to be a little eccentric because we cannot see any trace of attachment to this world. You seem to have given up the world. But we see that you always smile. It seems to us that in your heart you see something which makes you very happy. What is that thing which you see? Prahlad Maharaj said, O sons of the demon, I see in my heart the beautiful Lord Mukunda. In fact, whenever I close my eyes, He is there. He's there in the heart of my heart, and He's also there in your heart. They said, how can we see this Lord in our heart? And Prahlad Maharaj answered, chant, O Rakshasas, recite the names of Lord Vishnu, and remember, this world is full of misery. Turn away from this misery. Then Prahlad Maharaj gave an example. He said, this world is like a poison cup. It's a cup full of poison, but there is a thin layer over it, a thin layer of pleasure. Nevertheless, anyone who drinks from the poison cup of this world, thinking it to be nectar, will be killed. So always remember two things, said Prahlad. This world is a cup of poison. You won't become healthy by drinking it. But inside of you, inside the heart of hearts, there is Lord Mukunda. And then he gave them a meditation. He said, imagine that Lord Mukunda is on the throne of your heart. He holds weapons like the conch shell, the discus, the club, and the lotus. There's only one rule for you. Become the friend of the Lord in the heart. Simple meditation. The boys, schoolboys, were astonished. From where did he get this knowledge? Prahlad, they said, your teachers are demons. They are called Amaka and Sanda. From where have you heard all this about Vishnu and that this world is a poison cup? And Prahlad said, my dear friends, when I was a small child, I lived in the ashram of Narada. My father was absent from the throne. He performed some austerities to gain power, and in his absence, the devatas had attacked our capital and had made my mother a prisoner. And they wanted to take the child who was in the pregnant womb of my mother and kill him when he would come out. But Narada Muni intervened and said, O foolish devatas, who do not know the real information, this woman is married to the king of the demons, but her son, who is now in her womb, is the greatest devotee. Don't kill him. I take this woman with me in my ashram, and I will personally instruct this boy who's in the womb of his mother. I will preach to my first baby devotee. Hare Krishna. Prahlad said with tears in his eyes, Narada enlightened me when I was still an infant. He gave me the treasure of Krishna consciousness, and I am still with this treasure. Now, my dear devotees, it will get a little dramatic. It so happened that one day, Hiranyakashipu, the king of the demons, inspected the town. Kings would do this. They would go in disguise, mix with the people on the streets and hear what they talked. They went to the near the homes of the people, looked through the windows and saw how they lived. In this way, they were directly in touch with the pulse of society. So one day, Hiranyakashipu, the powerful king of the demons, walked through his town. Everything was to his full satisfaction until he heard a most disturbing sound. Ram, 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 Ram. He heard the holy names of God. Then he heard a song. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram, Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram. And then again, Ram. Ram, O Ram. Chanting was forbidden. Bhajan was forbidden. God was absolutely forbidden in Hiranyakashipu's kingdom. So he followed this sound. His sword ready for the action. And he came close to the palace. What? Someone is chanting in my own palace. He followed the sound. And there he saw, in the room of the prince, his own son, Prahlad, chanting the name of his enemy. Oh, said Hiranyakashipu, at that time, it doesn't look very well if I kill my own son. I have my men do this. So he went into his own place in the palace, called all the Rakshasa demons together and said, for the sake of the whole body, one sometimes has to cut away a diseased finger. In the same way, for the benefit of the whole kingdom, we have to kill my son. He's chanting the names of God. That's forbidden. My brother was already killed by one form of God. You go and you kill him. The demons immediately went to the room of the prince. But when they saw him, there was a light emanating from him. Do you know why? He had Krishna in his heart. They didn't want to touch him. In fact, they were afraid of him. So they again returned and said, well, your son is full of a light, a mysterious light. We don't even want to come close to him. Hiranyakashipu would not give in. He called an emergency meeting of the most ferocious men-eating monsters. And he said, tomorrow you have to take my son. You take him and you bring him to the ocean. You put the ropes of snakes around him, the Naga Pashas, and then you throw him in the ocean, and then you put rocks on him. Now, you can see behind you, there's the picture of the demons doing that. Then Hiranyakashipu felt a heavy heart and a burning brain. He felt agitated because he knew my own death is very, very near. Now, Prahlad Maharaj, you must know, was going throughout the day into the school, but in the night when everyone slept was his time, the time where he could meditate about his Lord. And ordinary people would sleep. Prahlad was sitting there meditating about the Lord in the heart. He felt so much ecstasy by just looking at the Lord in the heart that the night became his favorite time. When the demons came into the room of Prahlad, they saw him again and they were confused. He looks so unearthly. There is such a vibration around him. He looks so happy. But then they just took some snakes, living snakes, and they apparently are coming around you, and then they are putting you like this, and then you are a prisoner. So they bound him up in this magical snakes, took him to the ocean, dropped him in the ocean, and just to be sure that he wouldn't come up, they threw gigantic rocks upon him. This way, Prahlad went down to the bottom of the sea. But even there, he appeared like a flame within the ocean. Varuna was in ecstasy. A great devotee is touching my waters. This is the best day in my life. And in his ecstasy, he moved and high waves came. And these waves took Prahlad, who was meditating on the bottom of the ocean. They took him away from out of the rocks. I think they must have put the scent away. And then they carried the Prahlad Maharaj to the shore of the ocean. And there Prahlad Maharaj was lying on the beach. The dangerous magical snakes who acted like ropes still around him. The Lord is always the dearest friend of his devotees. Lord Narayan saw that his devotee was on the beach of the powerful ocean, imprisoned by the powerful ropes of the snake. And he sent Garuda down. Garuda, snakes are afraid of you. So Garuda came, the mighty eagle. And he saw, wow, there's a wonderful devotee. That must be Prahlad. And he went down. There are the snakes. As soon as the snake saw Garuda, 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 they went, shh, 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 shh. And Garuda saw them and said, I like snakes like you. And he just went down and ate the first snake. Then he ate the second snake. And in this way, Prahlad was free. Still, Prahlad didn't notice anything because he was meditating on the Lord within the heart. Finally, the ocean Varuna came and requested him, "Oh, Prahlad, oh, Prahlad, wake up, wake up." Prahlad came out of his meditation, and for the first time, he looked around and he saw, "Oh, I'm not in my room, I'm in the ocean. I'm on the bank of the ocean. What happened to me?" Varuna told him everything. Then Garuda said, "O great soul Prahlad, I always desire to live in the company of holy devotees like you. Please have mercy upon me. You are a devotee who has the Lord in his heart. You are as worshipable for me as the Lord is worshipable." Then the ocean gave wonderful precious jewels to Prahlad. Do you know that in the ocean there are beautiful jewels which the ocean keeps for himself? But now Varuna gave him the most wonderful jewels and said, "See this for you, you are the devotee of the Lord. Give this to your Lord." But Prahlad said, "I have no connection to the Lord. I am a very, very poor and wretched soul. Varuna, you are a great devotee of the Lord. In your water, the Lord resides on a snake bed. The snake bed of Sheshanaga. You are in contact with Sheshanaga and Lord Vishnu, but I'm just a speculator. I think about the Lord. You are worshipping the Lord and carrying the Lord. Please give me your mercy." My dear devotees, this is always the nature of devotees. They never think they are devotees. Each devotee, when he sees another devotee, will think, "You are such a great devotee. Please tell me about your Krishna." This is also how you can make the best use of your stay at Singhachalam. Think, there are so many nice devotees. They have all realized Krishna to some extent. They all have a secret treasure in their heart. You should think, "How can I find the treasure from your heart, my dear devotee? How can I get it so that I can be alive in my Krishna consciousness?" So Prahlad became so ecstatic, praising Varuna, that finally he fell at his lotus feet and said, "Varuna, give me Krishna." But Varuna lifted him up and only said, "O king of the yogis, I know you always see the Lord in your heart. But if you wish to see him with your physical eyes, then pray to him and he will certainly appear." Pray to the Lord. Chant his names, Prahlad, and he will appear before your face. When Prahlad Maharaj heard these words, he felt overwhelmed with grief. How could he attain the Lord in such an easy way? Great ascetics chant hundreds of hymns from the Vedas. They surround themselves with burning fire to destroy their worldly attachments. They develop tapas in their heart. Tapas, that is the force of austerity. But Prahlad said, "I am totally incapable. I'm still a child, an ignorant child." Then he said, "My mind is without spiritual power. Because my mind is in the bondage of anger, envy, passion, greed, attachment, and false ego. I'm imprisoned by these bad habits. My dear devotees, listen to these words of the great devotee. He says, my mind is polluted by the poison of anger and greed and lust. I'm spiritually dead. I'm impotent. How will the Lord appear in my heart if it's not possible? And thinking himself very small, he became full of regret, and his eyes started to overflow with tears, so that finally he fell down in a faint. Krishna likes one thing in his devotees. He likes when the devotees become eager for his presence. Prabhupada writes, if you want to meet the Lord, you must learn to pay one small price. That price is, you must learn to cry for the Lord. When these tears appear in your eyes, then Krishna will soon appear in your life. But if you have a material vision, full of material plans to enjoy in a self-centered way the poison cup of the material world, you will not see the Lord. Learn the simple art of paying your price. Learn to cry for the Lord. First desire the Lord, then become eager to get the Lord, then become anxious to get the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj was in this state, and the Lord watched him. And when he saw that Prahlad became so sad that he fainted in that lonely place on the shore of the ocean, he personally came and picked Prahlad up and took him on his lap. By the divine touch of the Lord's arm, Prahlad soon returned to full consciousness. This is so wonderful, to be touched by God. We know many devotees were touched either by the conchal or by the hand or the feet of the Lord, and they became ecstatic. When he opened his eyes, he looked right into the smiling face of the Lord who held him on the lap. He had eyes as beautiful as lotus flowers, arms that were large, and a body that was as dark as the water of the river Jamuna. He was full of unique splendor and fascinating. In his four arms, he held the conch, the discus, the club and the lotus. Prahlad was overwhelmed and he fainted. The Lord put him down on the sand. Then he saw, my devotee is fainting. This is not good. He took him again, put him on the lap. Don't faint here. And again, the Lord, Prahlad opened his eyes and stared at the Lord, overwhelmed with surprise. Again he fainted. Then suddenly he awoke and he tried to speak to the Lord, but he could only say, Lord,
Lord,
have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
More he couldn't say. Then he started to cry again. And the Lord said, oh my son, Vatsa, give up your sentiments of fear and hesitation by imagining my highness. I'm always the sincere friend of my devotees. Please now ask from me anything you desire. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare
Krishna Krishna
Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prahlad had fainted again. When he woke up, the Lord said, I want to give you a blessing. No, I don't want a blessing, said Prahlad. No, please ask for a blessing. I'm pleased by the tremendous amount of devotion which you have for me. No, I'm always the sincere friend of my devotees. Prahlad said, my mind only wants to drink the nectar of your presence. Even the greatest demigods like Brahma can't find you. Now, where I have found you, my Lord, and you have found me, I can't think of anything to ask you. But because you want that I request you something, I will tell you what is in my heart. O Lord, I only have this one desire. I want undeviated devotion for you. Just like Garuda, your carrier and servant, I wish for all my coming births to have exclusive devotion and be your most humble servant. Let me give you pleasure throughout the ages yet to come. And I have one more desire. May I worship you free from all worldly attachment. I want to become intoxicated with devotion. Let me dance, my Lord. Let me dance in devotion and love for your pleasure. The Lord was overwhelmed and said, Tatastu, may these blessings become true. And Prahlad, I soon have to disappear. But please know, even when I will now leave you in a few moments, you can always find me in the ocean of your heart. Just go into your heart. There I'm waiting for you. And as far as seeing me, very shortly you will see me. But you will see me in a form which is very special. You will see me in the form of Narsingadev. When your rascal father will try to kill you, I will be there. I have a terrible form for the rascals, but this form is very merciful for the saints. And then the Lord disappeared. Prahlad became mad. Where is he? Where is the Lord of my heart? Where has he gone? He became crazy. He looked in the sand. Is he in the sand? Is he in the ocean? Finally, he sat down and remembered the words of the Lord. When you look for me in your heart. He sat down at the bank of the ocean and sang the bhajan of the holy names of the Lord until the first birds, morning birds, were there. Then, with a blissful heart, he went to the palace to meet his teachers. Rasakya, in about 10 minutes, you are... Can you imagine what happened when the demons who had tried to kill Prahlad and who had thrown him in the ocean and who had put big rocks on him saw Prahlad walking into the palace? They first thought he was a ghost. But when they saw his blissful smile, they thought, it can't be a ghost. Ghosts don't smile blissfully. They were shocked and they ran to his father, Hiranyakashipu. They alarmed him and they said, your son, whom we had killed, is back to life and he smiles. Hiranyakashipu said, bring him. Bring him immediately. They brought Prahlad Maharaj. When Prahlad Maharaj looked at his father, he saw his father was shining because he was very, very powerful. But he shone like a fire with dark smoke around him. The smoke was all this bad association of monsters, rakshasas, man-eaters, torturers. He sat there on the throne, powerful, learned. But there was dark smoke in his aura. When Hiranyakashipu saw his son Prahlad standing in the distance with folded hands, he knew what Prahlad thought. Prahlad thought, if my father could be a devotee, that would be very good. He would be the best of the devotees. And he hated the thoughts of his son. He was furious. And in his anger, he took his sword out, which was named Chandrahasa, and he blew on it. Prahlad, the hour of your death has come. You always talk about a Lord who's present everywhere. You said in the past, he is present also in my heart. Enough of this unpractical religious talk, Prahlad. Look at that pillar there. If your Lord is in the pillar, I want to see him, how he protects you now, as my sword will drink the blood, that dirty blood which runs in your veins. I regret that this is my own blood. At that moment, there was a terrible sound coming from the pillar. It was more terrible, but because some of you are pregnant ladies, I cannot say it. It was like a cracking of stone. But very loud, the sound. But very loud. Why are you afraid? Said Hiranyakashipu. There's nothing to be afraid of. He took his sword and he ran to the pillar. See! And then everyone saw. They saw that the pillar blasted. And a gigantic, fearful form came out, a furious form, the form of Nrsingadev, who had large eyes, a vast mouth, large jaws, which went from one ear to the other, long arms, nails, which were huge and pointed, and a mouth in which the fire of time was glowing. Hiranyakashipu said, who is this animal who has allowed him to come into this royal court where civilized humans live? Kill him! And he told his monsters. His monsters took all their courage. There were 80,000 in numbers, and they attacked Lord Nrsingadev, and Lord Nrsingadev made just and killed all the army of 80,000 people just like this. It was not yet the time for the Lord to kill Hiranyakashipu. He needed some pastimes of fighting. He said, Hiranyakashipu understood this sign. He immediately said, bring the other army. They drank too much last night. And he again sent the other army. Alarm! Kill this monster! And they went, and Lord Nrsingadev again killed 80,000 soldiers, then 160,000 soldiers. He killed the whole army of the in this world we don't have so many, even the Americans have not so much foot soldiers any longer. Nrsingadev killed all the armed forces of the demons. And then finally he looked to the sun, and the sun was coming down. Good. And he moved towards Hiranyakashipu very slowly. Hiranyakashipu thought, my God, he wants to fight with me. And he took his sword. I accept. And he battled with the Lord. And finally, after a long battle, when the sun was sinking in the western horizon, Nrsingadev took Hiranyakashipu, who was struggling like a scorpion on the threshold of the palace, and put him and sat down on the throne of Hiranyakashipu and put him over the sides. Desperately, Hiranyakashipu said, oh no! This chest, which is now pierced by the nails of this half man, half lion, is the same chest on which the tusk of Airavata, the elephant of Indra, split into pieces. It's the same chest which Lord Shiva attacked with an axe, and which made the axe of Shiva turn blunt, unable to bite me. Oh no, what the sadhus say is right. Someone who is rejected by his own destiny can be dishonored and killed even by a piece of straw. My dear devotees, this was the last sentence of the powerful ruler of the demons. Oh no, was his last sentence. Just then, Lord Nrsingadev ripped his heart apart in the same way as an elephant splits a lotus plant into pieces. Wow! And Lord Nrsingadev was looking around furiously. There was Hiranyakashipu. He was nowhere to be found. Not on the ground. Not anywhere. Then Lord Nrsingadev looked in his nails. And then from there, the pieces of Hiranyakashipu dropped down, like the pieces of dirt drop down when you clean your nails. And Lord Nrsingadev started to laugh and laugh furiously. After some time, Brahma enthroned Prahlad Maharaj. And then, when Prahlad ruled, all the creatures of this universe began to follow their dharma. Lord Vishnu again enthroned Indra, and Lord Nrsingadev went to the mountain of Sri Shaila, where you can still visit him. Then he went to Singhachalam in Germany, sat on the altar, where he will give darshan to all your physical eyes. Lord Nrsingadev is now permanently present also in Germany to save the interests of his devotees and to punish those who are evil in their heart. Shri Nrsingadev ki, Lord Nrsingadev ki. Lord Nishingadeva ki. Whoever reads or listens to this pastime of Lord Nishingadev becomes free from all his suffering. He becomes free from all the evils which surround his psychology, and he gets free from the result of bad company. Even those who suffer the pain of widow life will become happy just by listening to this pastime. This is the blessing of the Narsingha Purana. Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, I've tried to narrate this. I was myself very surprised to hear these details. I was very happy to hear Prahlad Maharaj's tremendous absorption, because he had learned to fight the Lord within the heart. In fact, the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, he always says that you must all find the Lord in the heart. There is a temple in your heart, Philip. There is a temple in your heart, Anjana. This temple is now vacant. Many years of neglect have put a lot of dust in the temple. Please go to this temple. Chant the names of Krishna finally in the mood of a desperate searcher for Krishna. Become a little anxious and you will see that the altar in your temple will be cleansed, very pure and sparkling. And then you will see all of a sudden the Lord on the altar of your heart. At that time, you will be totally ecstatic. You will be totally blissful. The human form of life has reached perfection for you. This is what we can learn from Prahlad Maharaj. This is what we can learn from this Narsingha episode. Yeah? Once the Lord is invisible for you in the heart, you will come to the next stage where you will see him outside. This is what Lord Vishnu told him. I will now leave you, but I'm not gone from you. I'm in your heart. I'm residing there. And very soon I will come and save you. Hare Krishna. We will now come to the next part of this program, which is very wonderful. We have a wonderful devotee amongst us. It is a dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Her name is Rasagya. And she has performed for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada Theatre. When we heard that she would come with her wonderful sister called Mini to this wonderful festival, we requested her with folded hands, please give pleasure to our heart by doing something. She is a professional actress and she will do something. I don't know what. But I'm very indebted to Rasagya. And let me now just see. Are you just ready or do you?
Actually, there's supposed to be a small children's drama before mine.
Acha.
She was told it would be late, so I'm going to run down.